Armadoxy for today. Since when Bible reading? Social media is full of one-liners that are thrown out like bait to either catch your attention at the least or to reel you in at the most. Recently, I was reeled in. "Don't ever say Bible reading is for monks," said the post. Am I making my child a monk? No, it isn't necessary to make him a monk. Make him a Christian. The quote was placed atop a graphic of St. John Chrysostom, Sur Povanes Vosce Peron, a giant of the Christian church who lived in the 4th century. Like many pronouncements made by this revered saint, the statement is simple and profound, but something bothered me about it. Now, of course, it is the admonishment we expect, especially parents and anyone concerned with Christian upbringing of a child. But something was off, and it was as simple as the date of the quote. The Bible wasn't put together until the 5th century. Even more, Bibles weren't readily accessible by the common person until the advent of the printing press in the 15th century. So what did the words Bible reading mean in this case? Because here's a saint of the church of the 4th century urging people to have their children read the Bible before there was a Bible, and even more, during a time when literacy was not common. So here is a saint of the church of the 4th century admonishing people to have their children read the Bible before there was a Bible as we know it today, and during a period of time when literacy was not common. When I was first ordained a priest, an elderly parishioner of mine brought a handwritten letter to me, asking me to read it to her. This was 1982. I read it. It was personal in nature. She thanked me and went off. She was a survivor of the 1915 genocide and had grown up and formed a family in the Middle East. I wondered, why did she bring this letter to me? I later learned that in the old country, priests would be the learned members of a village. It was common for people to bring written documents to the priest for reading, knowing that they would have confidentiality and a fair interpretation of the words. Yes, literacy was not common a few decades ago, let alone 2 millennia ago. And so I had to find out what was the source of the quote attributed to St. John Chrysostom. What did he mean when he said, "Have your children read the Bible"? After a bit of searching, I found the original quote. It says, "Never deem it an unnecessary thing that he should be a diligent hearer of the divine scriptures." So Bible reading was a loose translation of the words "diligent hearer of the divine scriptures." And while this may seem like a mere 21st century upgrade to the words, Chrysostom's words mean so much more than reading the Bible. Holy and divine scripture have a place in the church. The scriptures are a tool of the church. The words of the saint are a call to attend the body, the church, the community, the corporate worship of the church, where the diligent hearing of divine scriptures becomes possible. Historical context is essential to understanding instruction in all walks of life, especially in the spiritual instruction of the Christian church. In the Armenian church, Holy Scripture is referred to as the breath of God. It is sacred. The church shares the gospel through that breath. It is in a historical context, the long history of the Christian church, that the scripture comes alive. By way of a prayer today, I ask that you meditate on the words of our Lord as presented in the Sermon on the Mount and presented to us as the lectionary reading for the Feast of the Holy Translators, which includes the translators of the Bible. Jesus instructs us, "Do not give to dogs what is sacred. Do not throw your pearls to pigs. If you do, they will trample them under their feet and turn and tear you to pieces."
apostle.net, apostolic evangelism for an electronic and expanding universe.